Police Commissioner Atiku Kafur tells VOA Army reinforcements helped chase away the several hundred insurgents who were lightly armed, spoke only Arabic, and had holed up in a suburb of Kano.
The military started shelling their strongholds. They succeeded in killing some of them and arresting some. As I speak now, I can see the area is quiet. They have been seen running away.
On Tuesday, police reported the assailants killed 12 policemen and one civilian. Kafur, who took the job of police commissioner only several weeks ago, says he was completely surprised by the attacks.
It's quite a surprise. That's why we are investigating to find out when did they come. Have they been here for a long time or they are just arriving? That's what we are investigating right now.
Kafur says he has strong evidence there is a link between the attack and the murder of Sheikh Jafar Adam, an influential Sunni cleric, last week. He says one of his top priorities is to find the killers.
We are spreading our tentacles to various angles, not just including political, religious, or whatever. We will not leave any stone unturned. We'll make sure that we get those that killed that sheikh.
Kano is one of 12 predominantly Muslim states in the north of Nigeria. The south is mostly Christian and animist. Wada Muhammad, a Kano businessman, says the local residents blame outsiders for trying to disrupt the region ahead of the presidential ballot.
Because whoever you ask, this thing, the people did not associate with them with any of the Islamic sects in Kano. And they did not call anybody's name here in Kano. And they say they have finally come to face the law enforcement agents. So this is what confuses people now.
To cut down on violence, police have imposed a nighttime curfew. In a quiet part of Kano, one motorbike taxi driver waiting at a repair shop says he is grateful for the curfew and the extra security.
People, if we say they are just coming out, they are going to be fighting with police or some other people. That is why they are not doing anything. Around 5:30, people, they are going back to their house. Nothing is happening with curfew.
Opposition parties have called for protests and a boycott of Saturday's presidential elections unless last week's gubernatorial ballot that they claim was riddled with fraud is annulled. But the Election Commission says the opposition leaders should address their grievances in the courts and says the presidential elections will take place as scheduled. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Kano.